Hey, welcome back to the show. Today, I'm going to give you five ways in which you can stand out as an athlete. So if you want to get a little bit more recognition, perhaps you want some more opportunities, you know there's something that you can do and you just don't feel like people are taking notice, or maybe even you just want to get coached a little bit more. You want coaches to take note of who you are and put maybe a little bit more effort into your work. This is going to give you some ideas that you can implement to hopefully allow you to stand out. It's not about being loud and brash. So if your personality isn't someone that wants to be outspoken and super extroverted, it doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to be what it's turning you into. It can be for those people who are a little bit more introverted. It doesn't really matter. But these five ways are going to help you stand out as an athlete. You'll be able to implement them into your training, your life, and much more. Before we get started, please do me a huge favor and hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you're following and listening along on. It really does make a massive difference. It helps grow the show, and it is the simplest and easiest way in order to do that, and also allows us to get more and more guests onto the show. So thank you so much for your support. In other news, don't forget to join The Game Plan, a free email that I send out every Friday morning with inspiration and motivation on mindset, mental health, and your perspective. So simply click the link in the description below to join us now. Also, in other news, we're going to be running a live podcast with Georgia Elwis, England cricketer, also playing for Southern Vipers and the Birmingham Phoenix. I'm really excited to bring this first ever opportunity for you guys to tune in to a live podcast of Raising Your Game. It's going to be on the 20th of March, so that is next Monday, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. in UK time. If you want to join completely free, then you can head to the link in the description, which will allow you to register to join the Zoom webinar, where you will be able to watch and also send in your questions live so that I can ask them at the end of the podcast. So all you've got to do is head to that link in the description. This is going to be a limited time offer. So if you do want to listen to more live podcasts in the future, which we will be doing more of, then make sure that you do subscribe to the MindStrong course or community or both. You can do that by the link that's in the description and start your 14-day free trial today. You'll not only get access to the live podcast, but you'll get access to my live monthly masterclasses, recommended listening, reading, and watching to inspire you and motivate you on your way. You can also get access to the MindStrong course, a life-changing course with 25 exercises that brings out your confidence, resilience, and a new perspective to match it. So if you want to get started today with that 14-day free trial, then head over to the link that is in the description now. But anyway, on to today's episode and the five ways in which you can stand out as an athlete. Enjoy. So one of the common themes that comes up with whether it's clients or athletes that I'm working with, and even having just spent a little time looking back on my own experiences in trying to get into professional sport and within the professional game itself, I've seen that one of the main goals of a lot of athletes is to try and stand out, to be different, to be seen, recognized, to have people talking about you. That really is one of the main elements and goals that they're trying to achieve. Now, sometimes people are trying to achieve it through having that recognition, so maybe stroking your ego slightly, but also it can lead to getting more opportunities. So if you're trying to get into a team, let's say, if you're a young player, young athlete, and you're trying to trial and get into a squad, you want to be able to stand out, because just standing out is going to have people talking about you. It's going to have people recognizing you, and that gives an opportunity, hopefully. So the idea is, and the idea of this podcast is to give you some ways in which you can start to think about showing how you can stand out. And this is actually going to be aside from your talents, your skills. So I'm not going to be talking around skill sets. that you can have physically. They're not anything that you can do technically, although those are going to be big elements in your sports. So you're going to want to perhaps think about those alongside five of these ways. These are more mental skills, more mindset skills that you're going to be able to adopt to stand out from the rest. So like I mentioned, this is going to be about trying to get you to stand out, be different from other people, because when we want to stand out, it's because we've maybe recognized that I want to be different than everyone else. I don't want to just fit in the crowd and get lost in the numbers. So a slight word of warning when you're trying to be different. When we want to be different from everyone else, there's going to be a burden that comes with it. And that is more attention. That is going to be more judgment, more criticism, more eyes on you. So before you think about wanting to stand out and be different and be someone of essentially power and status and have that higher recognition that you're looking for, know that it comes with more eyes on you. It comes with more scrutiny, more feedback. And you need to be willing to accept that. You need to be strong enough to be able to take that before you even set out as of this being something that you want. And I'm not talking about standing out being something only for the extroverted. You haven't got to be an extroverted personality to stand out. Some people that I know that I played with and athletes that I think of standing out from the groups and the game that I played are actually introverted people. They're not loud and expansive in who they are. It's actually some of these ways that I'm going to tell you about that have set them out. And it's not only through my own experiences, this is through what I've seen and the five that I've come up with. They're not the only ones that you could do, but they're five that I have seen, I have used, or I know can help make you stand out. And that really is, like I said, not down to your personality type. It's not down to how loud you are in a room. It's all about these different attributes that you could potentially bring up. So the first one that I want to talk about is mindset or your attitude. When I was a young kid trying to get into a academy or a representative team, I was in the bottom 15 of talent and ability compared to the top 15 that were going to get selected out of about 100 kids. So I recognized that my skills weren't going to be the thing that showed them that I was good enough or I was willing to get or could earn a spot into that team. So the thing I wanted to show was a good attitude. And you can show a great attitude and a great mindset in many different ways. The thing that I chose at that time was asking questions, quite literally being in front of the coaches and showing them that I had a growth mindset, that I was trying to learn, I was trying to get better, I was trying to improve, and simply asking questions of how were other people doing what they did? What could I do? Could you just take a look at this and tell me where I'm going wrong or what's looking good? And just ultimately pestering those coaches. I know being a coach now that if I was coaching my younger self would annoy me. But really, I would actually look at that kid now and think, he's trying to learn, he's trying to get better. And I always look out for that person who's always asking questions, always getting curious. Sometimes we can get really caught up in, especially for younger people now I'd be talking to, is when we see professional athletes, when we see the guys that are right at the top, and we see how cool and blasé they are, and they have earned the right to be like that now. They weren't like that when they were younger. You want to think about what was their attitude and mindset like when they were younger. I promise you they would have been curious. They would have been obsessive. They would have had this attitude of constantly wanting to get better. But now they're very confident in their skills. It's almost so automated that they can relax a little bit more. And now their character comes out. They have this personality that you're seeing on TV. I think that's quite dangerous for some people to see that and think, okay, that's the mindset that I need to have. That's the attitude that I need to have at a young age and be all relaxed, not be asking any questions, because to ask questions is uncool because it makes it look like you don't know. Strip that thinking away. Being a young person and asking questions, getting curious about what makes things work or how things happen and how you can get better, that is a really important skill. And that is something that if a coach doesn't recognize that as a great attribute as of a young person, then I don't know what to tell you. That really is, for me, one of the standout things that you can have as a young person is if you're showing this willingness to have, to get better, to grow and understand new things, the sky's the limit. Literally, the sky's the limit. And the other thing that would go with that mindset is, how are you when you are challenged? So do you see challenges as threats? Do you see them as opportunities? Do you work hard in the really tough moments? I think about moments when I used fitness tests as real sort of mindset tests at the same time. We would used to do bleep tests, for example. And I always thought, I never want to drop myself out of the bleep test. I always want to be pulled out of the bleep test and told that you're failing it or you can't go on anymore. I didn't want to pull myself out because I knew at the end of it, I could show them that I was willing to just push myself to my limits. And I would do that in pursuit of this goal and that people had to stop me rather than me stopping myself first. So you can see these little moments in your training, in tests or whatever it might be, where you're actually not only just training your physicality, your skills, but you're training your mindset as well. And can you show that attitude? Can you show that when things get tough, you're willing to stay a little bit longer, you're willing to work a little bit more, you're not going to complain? How much fight and resilience are you showing? And those attributes, people will see that. And over time, they'll start to see this personality that you're starting to become. And okay, that's someone that we value. That's someone that we think that we could take on. And just a reminder that people will always be watching. People will always see those moments. So when the eyes are obviously on you, do you just suddenly turn this mindset and attitude on? And then in the moments when people aren't watching you, do you just turn it off? I promise you, people will see moments when you think they're not. And that's the most important part. Your mindset and your approach and your attitude to life is not in the moments when people are watching. It's when they're not watching. And so mindset for me and attitude is always number one of being able to stand out. I don't necessarily look for a young person and their ability, their skill, because that can come later. It's unbelievable how fast you can develop a skill. You can really get good at a skill quite quickly, especially in the space of a year. But mindset and an attitude, doing that foundational work first and doing that early, that builds a bedrock and a really strong foundation and one that can almost be unbreakable as you get older. And so doing all of that work early and making sure that that's something that you value and that you want to show, that for me is number one. And so that's why I have put it there. Number two is your values. It's pretty similar to your mindset, but showing your values, the type of person that you are. Now, this isn't necessarily anything to do with when you're playing a sport or doing your training. This could be everything around it. This could be community, so how you engage with other people. It could be how you help others and your teammates. So living values that other people are going to find really attractive. So especially if you're going for a team, and especially even if you're an individual athlete, your values are dependent on the people that are around you and how you interact with those people and how many people want to help you, right? And so your values, if you're in a team sport, you want to try and have strong values so that you could fit into a team. If your values are mismatched or you don't have strong values, it's going to be really tough to work with other people. So values for me is a really important one. Get really confident on what your values are. Understand what is the type of character that you want to show. If you want people to be talking about you, what sort of words do you want them to describe you? That's a really simple exercise to do, is just to write down what are the values that I have in my life. In the MindStrong course, it's one of our exercises, I think in chapter two, where we discover your values and understanding what your values are and the behaviors that you want to have in your life that show those value behaviors. So take on what your values are, write them down, get clear on what they are, and then go and live them. And then you can bring everything else into it. Number three, working with others. Again, whether you are an individual or in a team, being able to work with others is going to get you noticed. put it on the flip side, if you don't work well with other people, that's going to get you noticed in a bad way. The whole point of this podcast and these ways is to get noticed in a good light. So being able to work well with others. Now, this could be showing empathy, compassion, good communication skills. It can be just simply helping others, right? So if someone, a teammate is in need, being able to just show that kindness and generosity of whether it's just your time or energy towards helping them. People will see that. People will recognize that. And I promise you, over time, that will allow you to stand out. So being able to work with others is going to get you to stand out. Next up, number four, finding a mentor and a guide. Now, you don't necessarily have to find someone in person. I thought about this and the fact that a lot of my mentors growing up were people that were online. They didn't really know they were my mentors. They were celebrities, or sometimes they weren't even athletes. They were just sports people. They were film stars or a comedian, right? And it was actually through following them and listening to them talk and them showing how they interacted with the world that they actually guided me slightly. They changed my thinking. They gave me perspective. They made me look at the world in a certain way. And whether you're finding that person in person, or it could be just someone that you follow online, there's total amounts. There's so much access to different amounts of people online now. You can find a mentor pretty easily, especially if you're not going to get them in person. But if you do have that person that you can go to and actually spend some time with, they're going to be non-attached, hopefully, to the team that you're in or the environment you're in, and maybe the essentially the goal that you're trying to get to. They just genuinely care about you and they're really trying to help build you up, and they're just focusing solely on you. And that's a great thing to have, because having that person alongside you will allow you to have a bit more of a head start, really. And those attributes, that having accountability, for example, from a mentor, that will feed into your values, that will feed into working with others and your mindset, your attitude, and these are all going to help you stand out. They're all just going to allow you to build up. It may even be finding a mentor and a guide that can help you with your skills. So if you don't feel like you're getting the attention or the coaching in your own team that you were hoping to get, rather than just sitting back and going, well, no one's helping me and I'm not able to get better because these coaches aren't helping me, go and find them. Go and spend time to reach out to people. It's so much easier now to contact coaches. I get DMs all the time from people asking me to look at cricket bowling actions, or getting them to sending me some of their issues that are dealing with mindset, and just asking for help. So these people are reaching out to me, and I applaud them. I recognize that it takes courage to go out and ask someone for that help. I can't help all the time. So sometimes I do have to say, I'm sorry, but I can't help all the time. But at least you've stepped out of your comfort zone. You've gone and reached for it. And I promise you, if you keep going and looking for more people, someone will say yes. So you can reach out to someone that will be able to maybe help with an element that you don't feel like you're getting that attention. Think of it like someone getting extra tutoring at school, right? They're doing maths at school and then they're just not getting it, or they're maybe the teacher at school they're not clicking with that teacher as well as they would hope to. But it doesn't mean that they don't have passion for maths. It doesn't mean that they're not good at maths. It just means that that teacher isn't working for them. So have you tried reaching out to someone else, finding another teacher, finding another mentor, asking them questions? And so many times when I question athletes that are not getting or feel they're not getting the coaching that they'd hoped, when I ask them, have you reached out to this person? Have you reached out to someone? Have you asked questions over here? They very often say no. And they kind of look at me and think, why would I do that? And my only answer is, if you want the help, if you want to get better, you got to go out and get it yourself. People aren't going to come to you with all the suggestions. They're not going to be able to give you all of the answers. If you've got the questions and you know the answers that you want answering, go and ask the questions. Go and get in front of the people that you think can help you. And if that person can't help you, just move on to the next one. Keep going until you find that person that will dedicate some time to you, whether that's paid or whether it's not paid. There are people that will do things in kind. You can maybe say to them, Can I help you out in other ways other than monetary value? Whatever it might be, just be willing to open up to ways in which you can get to those mentors and value their time and see if there's a reciprocal agreement that you can come up with. So mentors, guides, they're super important for being able to help you stand out, being slightly different. And the last one, number five, is do what others aren't doing. And this is around maybe the way you train, maybe the way you are working, the structures that you're doing, how much time you're dedicating to something. Now, you want to make sure the thing that you're doing that's different is a positive thing. If the thing that you are doing that no one else is doing is a negative, that's not what you want to be doing. What you want to be doing is something positive. So for me, when I was thinking about this in my own experience, I would train way more. I would almost feel good about myself for spending more time training. Sometimes if I actually look back, that was to a bit of my detriment physically, but really what it was building was a strong mindset, if I'm brutally honest. It was really building a mindset of being willing to do the things that other people weren't comfortable with doing. So when there was a question around when there was someone that needed someone to stand up and do something that other people weren't willing to do, I was willing to put my hand up for that. That leads back to the character, my values, and the mindset that I wanted to have. So maybe the way you're training and the way you're doing things is like everyone else. And you, in order to stand out, you want to do things that are different. So you don't want to take it easier. You want to potentially move the needle in the other direction. You want to be smart about it as well. So you don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to make it be something that is out of your ability level at this moment. You want to make sure it's challenging. And so even if it's, say, learning a skill and you're just not getting the hang of it and you want to get the hang of it better than anyone else, rather than pushing it harder and making it at a level where you break the technique or you don't do it as well, you just dedicate more time to the repetitive nature of actually doing it and get really good at dedicating more time to that skill. So for me, I was working on, say, technique in my cricket and my bowling, and I would, rather than try and do a training drill that was harder, that would actually mean that I would break that technique or I couldn't finish it, I would just repetitively do that technique over and over and over and over again. I just add more time. And so adding, it's like exercise. You don't necessarily have to up the intensity with, say, weights. You just can up the reps. So think of it like that. So that would be another way that you're doing things slightly differently. One of the earlier podcasts with James Taylor, he would really bang on about training hard to play easy. And he trained so differently to other people that I saw. And the success came from in his game from his training, because he was willing to do things that other people weren't doing. He could battle through moments in games that other people just weren't battling through. Whether that was a mindset thing, which it definitely was, but really he had put himself into environments that were much harder that other people weren't willing to do. So that when he got into environments that were really tough and other people hadn't put themselves in those environments, he succeeded and other people didn't. He came out better and other people didn't. So doing what other people aren't doing, that is one way of being able to stand out. So those are the five things that I've got for you that hopefully will allow you to stand out. And just before I leave you, it's worth knowing that the truth of this is that you want to start internally first. The goal of standing out is an external recognition motivation, but it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed that you're going to get that recognition. It's not guaranteed that the opportunity is going to come your way. The outcome of doing these five things, or some of these five things, or maybe some other things that you might do to stand out, you're upping your chances of standing out. You're definitely giving yourself more opportunity to have the opportunity to stand out. So the motivation behind this is in the character that you become, is in the person that you're creating in order to stand out. I look back at all of these different crazy and silly things I did, and believe me, when I did some of these things, people questioned me, they made fun of me, they really did try to knock me down. But when I look back on it now, I am actually really proud of the character that I was and that it's allowed me to become. And almost to the point now where I try to do things not on purpose or in a way of trying to zig when other people are zagging. I'm trying to do things differently because I know that, yes, it may be uncomfortable, but it's because I'm trying to do things that other people aren't doing. And that really is kind of the ethos behind this. If you want to do things that other people aren't doing, then you're going to have to do things that other people aren't doing. So as much as the external recognition could be your motivation, recognize that it's going internal first, looking at who's the person that I want to be. What is the character that I want to create? Can I be proud of that person? And then bring that internal happiness first and aim for that internal happiness. And then hopefully that external recognition, that outcome will come as a result of it. And if not, it will definitely up your chances of getting there. So that's all I've got for you with this episode. As always, feel free to reach out to me over on social media. Head over to Instagram at Lewis Hatchett. You can also just find me on my website, maybe email in lewishatchett.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It is the easiest and most simple way to support what we're doing here on the podcast. And I thank you so much for it. And I will see you next time. Take it easy.